person comes over. When this guy smiles, man, you know it's a things are going well. And Dwight Perry's got a big smile as he sits down with us. And that was a game, Dwight, where it was unselfish. It was once you guys withstood their run at the beginning of the game, it seemed like joyful basketball. And that's something you've been preaching to these guys.
Yeah, quite simply, it was two words. It was Wofford basketball. And that's something we've preached because that's what this program is about. It is about being joyful. It is about playing as a team. It is about playing together. And it's about playing really, really hard and doing things that make the other team uncomfortable. But when you do that, great things happen. And that's what this program has always been about. And that's what this program will always continue to be about. And that was really fun and cool to see tonight.
For you as a coaching staff, had to be great to see what McCorkle did. And Carson, finally, you see it in practice so often, but this is really the first time we've seen him explode in a game. And there was a stretch there where he was carrying the team offensively.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, right, our guys put a lot into this. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know or don't need to know. But the one thing about this group, to a man, is they care at a really high level. They bust their butt, and they work really hard. And, you know, that kid's one of the best shooters I've ever been around. And the shots just haven't dropped for him, right, especially once conference play has started. But it was really cool to see because that kid has stuck with it through some ups and downs, and he continues to be a really great and joyful presence in our locker room. And he deserved everything that came to him tonight. And it's a credit to him, and it's a credit to his resiliency.
The irony of it for me is it comes on a day where Fletcher McGee is knocked out of the top spot as the all-time great three-point maker. Then Carson comes out here and says, hey, don't forget about this college and what we can do from behind the arc.
No question. Obviously a credit to Davis, Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Really great player. We're a little biased. I still say, right, there's not a better and a more prolific three-point shooter in NCAA history than Fletcher McGee.
Yeah, I'll take Fletch.
So credit to Fletch. But, yeah, to your point, Tom, really proud of Carson and the shooting display he put on tonight.
I don't know if you've seen this. You probably have. But here's the ultimate team basketball stat. Look at those bench points.
How about that?
43-11, and I could go down the list, whether it was Filowich, whether it was Silas, whether it was McCorkle, whether it was Tice, you know, and you know, BJ got it going on the inside again. There's so much good to roll into your next contest out of here.
100%. I mean, 17 assists to 8 turnovers, right? That's what you want to see. And guys sharing the ball, guys making shots, right? The ball's going to find energy. And the more energetic you play, the ball will find you. And you don't have to be the guy that is the first one to have a decent shot. But if you stay with it, the ball will find you. And as long as you can continue to pass up decent and good shots for great shots as a team, we'll continue to be successful.
One last thing, Carson shared with us the fact that coming home from Sanford on that long bus ride, you sat down with him for a little bit and had some words of wisdom for him. Can you sit next to Tom or I on the next bus? Because I think you've elevated Carson to the level that he's chosen no fear. I think you need to spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate him saying that. Very little to do with me and a whole lot to do with this whole program, the resiliency that he showed, and just the overall togetherness of every single guy in that locker room and coach in the locker room. Couldn't be more proud of every single person associated with Wofford basketball tonight.
Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you up the mountain in Western Carolina Wednesday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you all.
All right, that's Dwight Perry after a great performance by the Terriers, top to bottom on the roster, 86-67, the final. And, Tom, you said it. Next stop, Western Carolina Wednesday.